Mm-hmm. There's Cleveland and there's one other big city.
The Ohio. Cincinnati. Is that what you want to say?
Okay. Now, the earliest part of the day is called the what?
Morning.
Okay. And if you got up and walked over here to where I am, you'd be walking. You'd be walking. Would you say towards?
Towards.
Yeah. Is that what the word you would use?
I think
I'm gonna walk. Get up and walk towards you, or.
Yes, I think that's the word. Okay. Toward.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you about travel in this area. If you're traveling from here to say Black Hawk or Central City, you would say I'm traveling in which direction? Would you say north, south, or up and down, or like up and down?
Well, they say that from here to Central City is south. That's what they use all the time.
Okay.
So.
But if you're going to travel, would you just say
I'm going down to Central City.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you ever
use, into Central okay. City?
Do you ever use up?
Yeah, I'm going up home.
Up home.
Because okay. I'm coming up.
Coming up. So is up and down used in terms of elevation?
I think so, yes.
And south?
Elevation.
Okay. So you would go down to Denver?
Yes.
Okay. Would you ever use over? I'm going to go over to someplace.
Yeah, I think we use the word over to Netterland.
Because you have to go over the mountain.
Over to Roswell, over to Netterland.
You have to kind of go over the mountain there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, how far is it from here to Black Hawk?
7 miles.
Okay. Now, yesterday, yesterday my car got stuck in the mud and I had to get out, I had to get behind it, I had to...
push it.
Okay. And the past tense of push is... If I'm telling you about this yesterday...
I pushed it.
Okay. Or I had to get in front and I...
Pulled.
Okay. When you're talking about short distance, if you're talking about traveling and you want to talk about a short distance, you're traveling a short distance... how would you say that? Would you say I've got to travel a...
little ways.
Okay. How about a long distance?
It'd be a long ways.
Okay. We've got a long ways to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Long ways to go.
Okay. And if a mineral is hard to find, we might say it is...
scarce.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the word. Would be scarce. Sir.
Okay. And is there a railroad station in Central City or Black Hawk?
Well, there used to be.
Okay, but there's not anymore.
No.
What did they call that?
Depot.
Okay.
That was the Black Hawk Depot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've laid out your crops, if you had planted something, you laid out your crops, but they were kind of at an odd angle to each other, you might say they were sitting...
diagonal.
Okay. Do you have another word for diagonal that you might use? If you had two buildings that were sitting diagonally, you might say they are... would you ever use the word catty-cornered?
No, I don't think I would.
Okay. How about if you had a something that was sitting on a hill that was kind of at a slant like this? Do you have a name for a position like that? Would you ever call it a anti-godlin?
No.
Sitting anti-godlin?
Just be slant.
Okay.
Slant.
Okay. And... in this area, when people say goodbye to each other, what do they say? Do they say...
so long.
Okay.
Or see you later.
Okay. There's just one other thing I wanted to ask you about. I wanted to ask you a little bit more about the mining in this area, because I don't know that much about it. And tell me some about... You've talked a lot about Cousin Jackson. Tell me a little bit about them, because that's just something I don't know about.
They're the Cornish from England that were the tin miners. And they were the people who understood following veins. And that's why, and they were hard rock miners. They understood the hard rock mining.
Okay.